Les colloques du Collège de France.
I cannot find the words to introduce Mahmoud Eshaei. Generally, at the conferences I'm used to attending, we do not introduce a colleague who was just denied an entry visa into France, whereas, or while, or because, perhaps, his close friends have been murdered by the dozens. I'm therefore particularly moved today to say a few words about Mahmoud Eshaei's work. A very gifted poet himself, as Diana Allen has just alluded to, he's one of those who have done the most for culture in Gaza. He ran the independent cultural platform Review 28, which enabled many young writers, both men and women, to make a name for themselves. It is partly thanks to him, therefore, that we have seen this tremendous blossoming of poets from Gaza. Today, he will explain to us how his literary work should be understood as an act of resistance, but also as a means of survival. We know how the genocidal war against Gaza struck cultural infrastructure from the very first days. Manuscript archives, libraries, schools, universities, private collections, museums, churches, mosques, all of this has been destroyed with meticulous systematicity over the past 2 years. Educide is part and parcel of genocide, for genocide requires the erasure of memory and speech. The same is true of peoples as of human beings. When we no longer know who we are, who our parents were, to which multiple cultures we belong, when we lose the use of beautiful language, that of friendly dialogue, humor, love, and, which amounts to the same, poetry, it means that the end is near. People like Mahmoud Eshaei know this. If a day comes when there will be no one left to speak, to joke, to make love, and, which amounts to the same, to make verses with the Arabic language in Gaza, defeat will be complete. So, a single word today to Mahmoud Eshaei. We all bow our heads before what you have done and are still doing, and simply tell you, thank you.
Thank you, Marwan, for this introduce. And thank you to Dave Bassan for this invitation, and Collège de France for having me in this important conference. I feel so speechless after this day, at the end of this day, or today also. Words, but I will speak about not personal experience, but it is like a community experience with a culture life. I will start from Al Ghassan Culture House and. Thank you. Words under siege, language as a cultural practice, residence and repair. Al Ghassan House did not being as a cultural space, it's being as a home. Around 1860, the house was built for a young man from Al Hussein family. His name Shahab al-Din al-Hussein. It was a stone house built to hold daily life voices and the Oriente rating of the city that did not yet know how violence in the future would be. At the center, at the current point, the house faces. Sorry, I hear my voice. So yeah, the house guessed to be a home. The family was expelled, and the building was taken over by the British Consul Administration. It became a site where the government or Gaza meet local, not a place, not a place. Village leader and government voice the same words that once carried family conversation were now filled with the language of the administration and control. In this shift, language itself changed function. It was no longer a language of living together, but a language of rule. And I think this is what happened to my language under the siege after 2007. When Israel closed every border around Gaza and decide to close the strip and demand everyone to enter and allow a few people from Gaza Strip to go out with the only one border in Rafah border between Gaza Strip and Egypt. So under the siege, I was discovered that I didn't have the siege didn't allow me to know everything about the normal life, and all the language, all the word I have is only the word that siege allowed me to use and allow me to have this ability to describe my life. So in 1950, after Nakba and after the land, the Palestinian land was occupied again, one of the granddaughter of Al Ghassem family managed to reclaim the house. The return, however, was incomplete. The city, the Gaza city, had changed. The political condition had hardened, and the ability was no longer the stability was no longer possible. She lived in the house until near. Until its near total collapse in 2014 during the war when Israel bombed a place close to Al Hussein House. And when the house collapsed, it was not only stone that feel, but another layer of memory empty in the place. In 2021, something like a possible emerged the Al-Hussein House was rebuilt with support from the German Foreign Office and the Goethe Institute in the Palestinian. The rebuilding was not attempt to return the past of this place, but to transform the house into a museum or rather it's reopened a question, what could this place become now? When the house rebuilt and reopened, it did so as living space. It was a space where language could return, not in a single authorized from, but as a sorry for my bad English language. So, the theme of 28 Magazine was interest to with coordinating the culture program inside the house. Coordination, however, was never understood as a control. It was understood as a care for the space, for the people entering it, and for the condition under which culture take a place in Gaza. At the same time, the 28 Magazine team opened 28 Gallery Rafah in the south of Gaza Strip. This was two different places, two different geographies, but shaped by the same principle. A cultural space does not belong to those who manage a cultural space does not belong to those who manage it, but to those who use it. From the beginning, our work was not to embossed a program branded by 28 Magazine on the country. We focused on encourage the youth group, collective, and the institution to come, use the spaces and shape them according to their needs. The role of the team was to open doors, not occupy the center. From the summer of 2021 until October 2023, culture life in this both spaces did not stop. The rhythm was uneven, intensity, followed by moments of emptiness, but the movement never stopped. Workshops took place, films were screened, culture salon were organized, texts were read, and discussion unfollowed without the without the pressure of producing and introduced. Often the 28 Magazine was not the organizer, and we opened the doors and people feel the space with what they needed. This was where language began to reclaim something, something of this. If it is nurture, nature, yeah. And it was no longer a finished text delivered from a platform, but shared a breath test spoken and inspire other people and and be collectively to take care of these two spaces. All of this unfolded under siege, electricity cuts, and we didn't have too much free space to do what we all need. Before October 2023, we have a space to say that we are here, we speak, we disagree, and we think. And then when October 2023 coming, everything stopped at once. The space destroyed, and the place that had the healed language become born and caring. What did not disappear was what had formed inside us, a collective practice of language and a relationship built without real lines on large condition are almost invisible. I was writing in Al-Mawasi, July 14, 2025, a poem. I want peace now. I want peace now, not tomorrow, not after I am worn out by endless waiting. I want it immediately, like a mother kissed to work her, to wake her child, like a first birth of dawn. Opacity face, like a bird song singing in through the window of a house. I want to walk. I want Nai and Majd to hold my hands, to count our step on the improvement, not to distance between us. I want us to walk towards happiness. I want to breathe without dust feeling my language, my lungs, to sleep without my body jolting awake to the wake of the explosion. I want to walk without the surviving insensitive glance upward. I want this daughter lands mornings to end. I want night to discover a space untouched by siege. I want to hear who can arrive beyond the 1 kilometer around her flat, to run, to stop asking us, Baba, why is there a blind woman? So, yeah, when wars are placed under siege, culture cases to be as a luxury. Yeah, it become a way of organizing life, repairing it, manage it, and the possibility of speaking Palestinian culture work over the past years has operated within this. Yeah, I am sorry for it, but yani, I feel not comfortable to have this this all words in English followed. And carry on, and my English is too bad to read it professionally. So forgive me for this. But I will end in a place like Gaza. This work is not time bullet. It is nothing less than an act of survival, and that's it. Thank you all.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.